Damage Opinions. Thank you so much for joining us. These are your hosts, Deuce and Easy. Easy, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, Deuce. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great, thanks. You all right?
I'm good.
Heard a little cough over there.
Yeah, a young one. Fully vexed, though, so everybody can relax. All right. Yeah, and antibodies.
Yeah, you're all the way.
Yeah. What's happening?
It's all good, man. We last had an amateur opinions, you know, not the fantasy show, but a while back. You know, it's funny. Quite a few people actually get disappointed. Well, the ones who don't listen to the football show when they see it's a football show and they're like, why haven't you done the normal one like in a while, you know?
Yeah. Shit, we're sorry.
So this one's for you.
Yeah, let's go.
But yeah.
Pure amateur opinions today.
Pure, no football whatsoever.
Yeah.
So you remember, I believe, the episode before the last one or the last one where we spoke about blackfishing and Jesse Nelson, blah, 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 right? You remember
that? Yes. Give me a second. Can you give me 2 seconds? I have generators going off right now. So I just want to close some windows here. But you can continue.
Okay. So, yeah. So, basically what happened was we asked people to holla at us if they have any questions, any comments on whatever we're talking about, you know, just so that we have some kind of interaction with the fans and the listeners, because, like we said, it's very difficult for us to hear their thoughts because we don't really have a comment section. But, you know, in this case... So we said, you know, just if you have anything pressing you want to talk about, because we've both listened to podcasts before, you always want to chime in and give your 2 cents, especially if you don't agree with something that we're saying, especially if we're on the same page and we're kind of missing a point in a way.
We're just
on a situation.
It becomes like an echo chamber.
Exactly. Pretty much.
The two of us. Sure.
So I had a... quite a conversation with Miss Madeline. I believe you know her.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So she hollered at me. She's like, "Yo, bro, like, you guys missed the mark. You don't get it, right?" Regarding the blackfishing part. So you remember that conversation, right?
Yeah, the one. Don't mind me. I feel so bad.
The one. No. It's all good. I mean, we did it. I believe it's been a month now. So. But we spoke about the girl who had a song, Jesse Nelson. She had a song with Nicki Minaj, and she looked black, but she's actually a white woman.
And then there was
backlash regarding her, you know, blackfishing is the term they used.
Yeah, I remember. I didn't care much for that. I can see how somebody who cares for it can. I was a little bit dismissive. I remember we didn't even talk about it for that much, you know.
Exactly, yeah. Sure. Yeah, but I saw the backlash. I didn't get it. But she kind of spoke me into it, or, you know, gave me a few pointers as to why she thinks it's an issue. So I'm just going to tell you a few of the points that she made.
Sure. Yeah? Let's go for it.
All right, so basically, black women have always had to assimilate white culture to be accepted in the music industry. So I'm talking, you know, you won't have your natural curly hair or your, what do they call it, type C hair. You'll have your wigs or weaves, straight hair.
Sure.
And another issue that I've seen myself is a lot of dark-skinned women don't make it, especially when it's to do with singing.
That's usually the point I was going to bring up. But
exactly,
continue.
It's usually the Georgia Smiths, right?
Sure.
The Beyonce is light skinned. Kelly Rowland is dark skinned. But she was in Destiny's Child with Beyonce. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We do what's her name? She did that song with. I think she's with Top Dog. She's with Kendrick and them. SZA. I don't know if we consider SZA light skinned or dark skinned.
Nah. She's dark skinned. For sure.
I guess.
And she's dark enough. Exactly. Relatively, right? But yeah, she's not a light. I wouldn't say she's light skinned. You know, Rihanna.
Sure.
Right? You know what I mean? but yeah, it's few and far between. But I think this, excuse me, I think also the dark skin thing is even worse in England, I believe, because like you just pointed out, we have America has Summer Walker as well, who's dark skinned, who. But the fact that we can kind of point them out is the point, right?
Sure.
Whereas the flip side of it, you'll have people like, you know, Tinashe? I don't know if you know Tinashe, the singer.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's someone they tried pushing, you know? She's light-skinned, she can sing, she can dance, but she lacked the personality to become... You know, there's just this alpha energy that you need. Like, you know, Rihanna has it, Beyonce has it.
Yeah.
Where
you're just the baddest.
Yeah, people want to follow you.
You're just the baddest. Yeah, you're just the baddest.
You know, like for males, it's being an alpha male, where you're that guy.
High value male. High value male.
You feel me? So
sure.
So there's that. There's that about it. So obviously, you need all of the factors for you to make it. And that's, remember, I don't know if you know that song called Pink Tings. No, not Pink Tings. Pink Girls, the Georgia Smith song.
I've heard it, where she's talking about
Pink black girls and area
codes. Yeah, and she's talking about like colorism and all of that stuff. Is that the one?
That's the one.
But that was kind of like the vibe of the song.
So that's the vibe. So that song, the one that Georgia Smith was the remix, and it almost... blew up. It almost only, at least in my view, it blew up once Georgia was on it. Sure. But then the song was there already.
Yeah,
was the dark skinned girl, the one who's on the first verse. It's her song. Mm. And then the remix had Georgia. And then it blew up in, you know, on social media. Even like I'm on Chop Daily, the Instagram channel, and they put out a clip of the song, right? Saying, "Ah, such a dope song." But then they put up Georgia Smith's verse, right?
Sure.
So it's stuff like that that they talk about. Because, I mean, the other girls, I don't even remember her name. It starts with an E. But her verse, you know, I like Georgia Smith's verse, but also I'm just, you know, a stand for Georgia Smith. But anyway, that's besides the point. But yeah, basically it's difficult for darker women to be accepted with their natural features, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
I agree. So but it's a point that she brought up.
She brought it up, and then she also said black features only get accepted once they're on white people or lighter people. So I'm talking, for example, the Kardashians, where they kind of do the, you know, thick lips, fat ass, and then boom, now it's a thing, right? Whereas prior, it really wasn't. And the reason that's an issue, and we actually brought that up on the episode, and we said, isn't that actually a good thing for us, right? Or for black women? Because now what they already have is now celebrated.
Sure. Right?
But sure. She then said, what did she say? See, I was writing it down. I was really.
I feel like we're gonna have to get her on the line for this one.
You know what I mean?
Really do. I really do. Yeah. We'll continue. Yeah.
Okay, so they do it to cater for black and white people. Yeah. She also said that black pop stars aren't received. Yep, I already said that. And black women can't wear curly hair; it has to be straight. Already said that. She's saying people like JoJo and old school Pink. You know, remember when Pink was doing R&B before she was doing more rock music?
Sure.
They stayed white, but then they did black music. And she was saying that's a more respectful way to do it. Because if you do it the way Jesse Nelson did it, right, and act like you're black, then you're getting the black people, like me, who I didn't know her. Now, the black people now know her, and she gains more out of it, right? By it's like the line Eminem said. I don't know if you remember this line. I think it's in The Real Slim Shady, Please Stand Up, that song, right? So he says something about, I'm the next best thing since Elvis Presley to do black music.
And I think I know the flip. Bar you're talking about.
I need to get it. But anyway, just let me finish
I'll,
off.
I'll, you can finish up while
and
I
then I yeah finish off. Yeah, it's on the Real Slim Shady, the song, and then Elvis Presley. I think it's the second verse or something. Anyway, but yeah, so they basically then gain the white fans that they already had, and then also the new black fans that will come thinking they're black, like I did. And also them doing the black music, getting black features, getting the thick lips, wearing curly hair like she did in the video, and then getting the Brazilian butt lift. So basically that's what she was saying, that that's why it's problematic, because our sisters aren't getting featured, but you know, you are.
Okay.
You know what I mean? What do you think?
I get you. So I don't know if I don't know if her views change my view on it that much. But just before we get into it, the Eminem line you're talking about is, "I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley to do the black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy."
Hey, here's a concept,
that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge. There's the verse.
Oh, man, I love that song. Yeah. But yeah, that's so funny. Basically. Just read that again.
Though I'm not the worst... what? Though I'm not the first king of controversy, I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley to do black music.
To do it so selfishly. I'm butchering it, but yeah, it's something like that. anyway. Yeah, that's a bit of tongue-in-cheek from him. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
So
nothing
I want to
like
go...
someone admitting it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I want to go to the, but he does make a point, right? 20 other million white rappers emerge, but no matter how many fish in the sea,
it'd be so empty without me.
Yeah, so that's just him saying like, yo, if it's because I'm white, then where are the other white rappers? You know
exactly where they at?
Where they at? Because I mean, since M, I think Mac Miller is the only white rapper that I listen to. Rest in peace, Mac. That I really like, you know, got into, and that's because I saw him live. Anyway, I digress. I want to get to her point about the colorism, right?
Yeah.
Because for me, I don't know how we missed the mark, right? Because this girl being tanned, right? Like, I just think sometimes we're selective with anger, right? Yeah. When's the last time people were upset about colorism? You know what I'm saying? Like, here's a white girl who has like a tan, and now we're saying, oh, she looks black, and we're getting upset. But what are we doing about colorism? You know? And I'd go as far as to say, right, when they were saying black women are upset, which black women are upset? Is it light-skinned women or is it dark-skinned women? Do you know what I'm saying?
Light-skinned women do not speak. Don't you know that? It's almost like... Their feelings are, every time Pearl TC talks, they're not having it about any issues that she faces. So yeah, I'm guessing it's only the darker skinned women who
I don't know. We don't know, especially right? So on, like, I'm trying to
especially
understand,
on social
like,
media, the ones who are outspoken. Because, I wasn't seeing any light skinned people going crazy.
So as a dark skinned woman, right? This woman looked nothing like we do. I'm a dark-skinned man, right? Like, me looking at that skin tone, I am not mistaking you for trying to be like me. You're going to have to try a lot harder. I wouldn't be offended, right?
Right.
But if I am of a lighter tone and now you're comparable to me, now I'm upset, right? So I'm just trying to understand which group of black women were upset. You know, and
okay, I see what you're saying.
And again, like, I think dark skinned black women are always put at the bottom. Like, so for me, like, we're upset about this girl who put out a video. Like, here's another thing, right? Even if she was not tanned, does that song, like, how much changes as far as the commercial success of that song goes, right? If anything, all it did was make people angry, right? So I just feel like we're having a conversation that doesn't in any way help us push further towards, like, the colorism argument. So That's where that's why I was kind of like, I'm not going to put my energy into this, right? Because even within, like, the black community, we have so many things that we're quarreling about that I really can't be bothered about a girl who has, like, a really, you know, extreme tan, and now people think she looks black and they're angry about it. But you're not angry about the things that are happening within the community. So it's interesting that
I think they are, colorism, they talk about it a lot still.
Yeah. they do, but the pop stars are still light skinned, you know. It's still a
and,
thing.
And with what you just said, also keep in mind, Jessie Nelson did this for a reason. She hasn't always looked like this, right?
Sure.
When she was doing Little Mix, that's not how she looked.
So is the argument that, like, blacker is better? Are we saying the blacker the berry? Because if that's the case, then light-skinned women would also trying to be getting darker. But they're not doing that.
Well, it's more about breaking through another market. So she already has the white market on lock, right?
Sure.
Put it like that. And then now to get into the hip-hop or grime, as they call it in... Well, I know it's different, but whatever. The hip-hop culture in England.
Sure.
To break through that now... Right, then she does this, and
I gotta see how dark she is. What's her name again? Let me pull this up.
Jessie Nelson.
Jessie Nelson, and the name of the music video.
Is it Bad Boys or something?
Jessie Nelson, English singer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need a base image here. So
now say Little Mix. Say Little Mix, so to see what you look like before.
Little Mix. All right, so while I Google this, carry on with your point, like about her breaking into grime and everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the idea, really. She did it for a reason.
Yeah, okay, so could you Google Jessie Nelson Little Mix and just look at the second image that pops up? Because I just want to make sure I'm seeing this correctly. There's an image of three women. It's Nicki Minaj on the right. Is that Jessie Nelson in the middle and on the left?
Yeah. No, on the left, it's I think that's Lee Ann.
Leanne. And in the middle?
So she was part of... that's Jessie Nelson. So Leanne was her bandmate in Little Mix.
Ah, okay. So now, what does she look like in this video? What do I need to Google now? Jessie Nelson.
You want to see Jessie Nelson?
Black.
Just say Jessie Nelson.
Bad Boy. I'm just gonna Google Blackfish. I'm just gonna Google Blackfish.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so I'm looking here, and the thing is, just I don't know what she looks like.
Okay, do this. Say Jessie Nelson 2012. Say that to see an old picture of her.
Okay, cool. Sorry, people listening.
That's the easy. Well, they can be Googling as well.
Maybe you guys can get in there as well. Okay, so I found an image where they're showing her progression here. Okay, so there's an image here where she looks quite dark. If you say Jessie Nelson 2012, the third image that comes up.
Was that the one from 2011 to 2018?
Yeah. And then on the left and right, they have two pictures of her where she's blonde in the one, and then she has she kind of looks like quite tanned on the right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can see how. Yeah. Okay. This is fair. I can see how someone can, mistake her for a mixed race person.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, they're just saying she's, you know, that's what she's doing. So.
I think the biggest call out is if you look at her lips. Her lips are pink before, and then she's made them like brown. You know, to kind of.
They're thicker.
Yeah. The top lip is thicker. The eyes are also like have this brownish color going on there. to make her look. How did she respond? Okay, fair enough. I see what she's doing. But again, like, what? Why give her the energy, right? Like, it's just
no. To absolutely.
To me, right? Like, so this is where, like, I'm kind of like thinking, like, us as black people in this situation, we have so much power, right? Where literally we just need to see what this person's doing and be like, we're not gonna consume your content. Done. That's
because the only reason I actually know her and her song is because of the outrage.
Yeah, exactly. If anything, literally, the outrage like marketed her more than the actual act itself, right?
Oh yeah, she's not gonna stop. She's gonna keep doing this.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I don't know what her fan base is like. I don't know what kind of music does she make.
Interesting one. You know, pop, classic pop.
Not so much. Like pop or like urban pop. It's like vanilla pop.
Oh yeah, well this song with Nicki Minaj was urban pop. Prior to that, I see. Pop.
And is it only in this music video where she has this look?
I believe so. I believe this is the first time she did it, where she had all the curly hair and all that stuff.
Mm.
That's what I believe. I didn't look into any of her old stuff.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not defending her. Do you remember when Beyonce and Shakira did a song together and they deliberately tried to look as similar as possible?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
They looked the same.
They looked the same. And I don't know if Beyonce got lighter
or something.
Yeah, I don't know who got darker, who got lighter. I'm going to have to go re-up and check on that, right? Because we weren't that pissed about it, right? But, again...
I mean, yeah.
I still think, like, okay, we're getting angry about this, right? But we're not supporting black female pop stars because they only respond to what we celebrate. Do you know what I'm saying? So this is where I kind of get, like, upset, right? There's a reason that light-skinned artists are making it. It's because of what we as consumers like consume, right? It's like what
I don't think
like,
so.
I think so, bro, because the market is, it's supply and demand, right? Like if we put out something and we see that you guys eat it up, we're gonna put out more of it, right? It's just simple. It's a formula that works and people consume it, right? So
okay, I see what you're saying.
Like because the industry people, like, yeah, go for it.
I was gonna say that they from back in the day, right? So you've heard of the brown paper bag test or something. No. I don't know if you've heard of it. So it's basically a test that they would do where if you're darker than the brown paper bag, they won't take you in. Let's say for acting or for, if you're trying to be a musician, the label won't sign you if you're darker than the brown paper 100%, bag. It was kind of a test that they do. So already, we've already been blocked from your content, right? As a result.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's why I'm kind of saying it's not necessarily, I agree with what you're saying because they're doing it because clearly the data shows that the lighter skinned people make it more than the darker skinned people.
Exactly. Right?
And like you, but then what other people will say is what's happening is they have, because remember, these were white people who were the heads of these whatevers, right? And we were also influenced by the effect of, even if we're talking about America, from slave days, right? Lighter skinned people would be the house niggas, and then the darker skinned would be in the fields. So all that stuff has just caused light skinned people to be looked at, I don't know, I guess, in better light. So it then.
And from the American context, to add on to what you're saying, remember, these are slaves from West Africa. You're maybe getting 1 or 2%, okay, maybe 4 or 5% of them being light skinned. Most of the light skins were mixed race. So on top, it wasn't just the lightness, but the fact that you were half white as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you were a light-skinned slave, the chances that you were like the product of like rape was quite high.
Yeah.
So I guess they saw you in a higher light. But carry on. Because so I think it goes more than just complexion, but like you're also half white. But yes, you were saying.
Yeah. So essentially, it then carries over into them in record companies and them wanting to also celebrate thinner frames. Because look, in the white culture, that's what's attractive. I've spoken to a lot of my white friends, and they're like the athletic or skinny type girl. You know, that's what they like. And when they see the big ass, they're just like, she's obese or something like that. That's what they'll say, right? Sure. So they see that as what's beautiful. So they push for that because that's what they see as beautiful. But as a result, it then forces it us on. Because all we see, the pop stars we see are mostly the skinny type, right? Especially if we're talking about in the 90s. Now, obviously, we have the Nicki Minajs who now have fat asses and, you know, Doja Cat, that kind of thing.
Sure.
But if we're talking about classically, that's not the case. So all that then drives into our culture and into what we see as is beautiful or is good. And then now when the fat asses start going into fashion, you know, that changes as well. So,
I get that. But again, the reason I push back against that school of thought is it's on us to make to drive the culture, right? Because if you look at, I can't think of a better word than appropriation. But if we go back to the Eminem joke, right? And we go back to Elvis, right? Whenever we've been copied, right? Whenever like people have looked at black culture and they've copied it, and the Koreans did it as well. I'm starting to sound like Uma Johnson. Damn. But when you look at like even K-pop, right? Like I remember watching it with my girlfriend's sister, and I'm like, you do realize that these guys are taking like 45% of their inspiration from African Americans, right?
Oh yeah,
the way that they dance and et cetera, et cetera. Like that has its roots back. I can take that all the way back to MJ, because he's a very heavy influence in how the pop dancing is today, and how it is in American mainstream, and then how it is in South Korea. So we always drive the culture, right?
Yeah.
We drive the sound. We drive the aesthetic in terms of what people wear. We drive the dance moves. We drive culture. It's something that us as African Americans, or not as African Americans, but just black people in general have even done. And it's not just African Americans who've done it. Like even on the continent, if you look at like how Afro beats spread across the continent, and now you have people like Vic Mensa doing you know, more Afrobeat sounds. You have Drake doing that. You have artists trying to adopt this more like Afrobeat sound. We've done something, you know. I mean, even Doja Cat has a song I was listening to with a very like heavy Jamaican influence. I think it's called Woman or something.
My point is, I know it.
You know what I'm saying? So my point is, like, we drive culture, right?
Let me be a woman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%. You can't tell me she wasn't listening to Davido and Burna and when she made that stuff, you know, and maybe some of the Jamaican guys, Coffee, whoever. So my point is, right, like if we see that white people are copying us, they've been doing it for years. You go back to Elvis, Eminem, Justin Timberlake, take your pick, right? Cool. We know that it happens. For me, I personally don't think it's the worst thing, because I actually think it shows that, hey, well, we're actually doing something right. Like, you guys actually want to copy us, right? Go ahead and copy us. You'll never be able to do it the way we do. But here's my point, is that the onus is on us to celebrate dark-skinned women. They're not going to do it for us. So that's my issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that we're not pushing darker-skinned people enough, right? And then when they copy us, we get angry about that. But we're like, dark-skinned people, like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, like, I wasn't fazed about it. Because you know how Jordan Peterson says, if you want to fix the world, like, fix your own, like, bed, you know?
Yeah.
So if I'm going to make an analogy, right? I kind of look at this girl like, and I've even forgotten her name.
Jessie Nelson.
Jesse Nelson, right? If we had all the black people in a room, right, and we had to talk about all the issues that we got to solve, Jesse Nelson for me would be at the extreme bottom of my list. Like, that is like the last thing I would want to talk about. If she's even on your list. If she's even on my list, right? So that's why I don't get angry about it. I understand why people are angry about it, but I'm just like, yo, guys, we got like way more like issues that we got to discuss, you know? We got, I don't even want to get into it, but that's why I don't care about it, dude. So just like, I'm just like, black people, we got to fix our own bed.
Is global warming on your list?
And that's my point, right? Like, it's a similar thing, right? Like, so Jordan Peterson had this crazy debate with someone where Jordan Peterson was saying, you guys want to fix global warming, forget global warming, fix your own bed first, right? Like, look in the mirror. Like, what does your room look like? You want to save the earth, but your room's a mess, right? So obviously people, there was a pushback and all of that, but I prescribe to that, right? Like, fix your own bed. So for me, the bed is black people. We got to fix our own bed, right? Like, it shouldn't matter that, you know, you're Zimbabwean or you're Ghanaian or you're South African. Like, even as a continent, we're not even united. Can you, like, look me in the face and say, like, African people are united? We're not.
No, of course
not. Do you know what I'm saying? 100%. Yeah. So I can't get angry about this girl when, like, on my own continent, I know that there's a Malawian who doesn't feel sick. Like, so for me, that's just the way that my brain works. It's just like, I couldn't be bothered about a white woman who tans her skin because she just knows that black is beautiful. We've been knowing this. That's all it proves to me. And we keep it moving. Let's sort it out. But I guess people look at it differently, right? Like, other people, like, even those issues that she was talking about, like, those are the very issues that we need to solve. And we can have those conversations without even like discussing this girl. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, I'm ranting, but like, that's just my take. Maybe we got to get her on air and we just discuss it properly, because I don't think it's fair to her, Miss Madeline, yeah, that I'm having.
She's probably gnashing her teeth right now.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But like,
and
yeah, go for it.
And I think in today's world now, where, look, 10 years, maybe 15 years ago, before social media, 10 years ago, before people really could do their own thing without the need of the conglomerates and the record labels and the studios and all that stuff. Now, sure, you can do your own thing. There's less barrier to entry for darker skinned women.
Yeah, 100%.
And also 100%. Today, there is a dark, there's this, you know, more, there's more of a acceptance for darker women, right, compared to back in the day when the people making the decisions, literally, they were gatekeepers. What are they called? Gatekeepers, right?
Yeah, that's the right word.
To the industry where, you know, you don't make it if, one, you're gay. Remember, even Ricky Martin had to, you know, had to act straight. You know, he was a heartthrob for for a lot of women, and then they found out Mans was gay.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the times have changed for sure. Although I think, you know, in England, it's still behind the United States in that regard.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I just gotta say, put dark skinned women on first, and then we'll be all right. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all we got to do. And then when it comes to things like this, I understand why people are angry, but this, like, the solution is so simple. Just don't consume it. Your tweets are doing nothing. Like, there's another, like, I hope we can go on for a little bit more, Glenn, but this is like another reason why I think I've told you why I'm off social media now. You know, because, like, we're so, it's so easy to influence the way that we think. And we saw that with Trump. Me and you have spoken about this a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
Like, how there's so many ways in which they are influencing the way that we think and what we think is important. And then we get into these echo chambers where we think something's important when it actually isn't, right? And that's kind of like why I stay away from something like that, right? Because by removing myself from this echo chamber where I'm kind of like a result of group thought, right?
Mm.
I take control and I get to consume what I want to consume, right? And if more black people did that, right, this girl wouldn't be on anyone's radar. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe she comes up because of Nicki Minaj and everything, but I mean, how far does it go? If you can see through the bullshit, you just ignore it and you keep it moving. But now we have these echo chambers where it creates issues that aren't really issues, and then we don't really talk about what really matters. You know what I'm saying? So
the people kick up the dust are content creators, because that's how I saw it.
Right. Yeah, 100%.
and then Deuce and Easy on Amateur Opinions talk about it. Yeah,
now
well.
We're talking about it. Like, to, now we're talking about it longer than 100
listeners.
Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about it longer than I would have. You saw, like, how little energy I wanted to give this thing, right?
Dude, me too. I only spoke about it because I saw it, right? And we spoke about it for 5 minutes, literally. 100%. I'm pretty sure.
100%.
But I mean, yeah, it's all good, though.
It's all love. But what I'm saying is, like this is the power of outrage, right? Like, now, because we're responding, so me and you in turn are responding, and rightfully so. I'm not saying people shouldn't be outraged, right? But, like, I don't know if people see the irony in what your outrage does. Like, I don't know if you understand that it actually is, like, propelling this person. Because now me and you've spoken about for 40 minutes. Because people are like, nah, 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 nah. And there was, like, outrage, right? And I'm not saying she came at you in that way. I'm just saying that this is an example. She even precursed it
saying, I don't want to come out as an angry black woman. Just, you know, just talking.
100%. Like, and I get it. I get where she's coming from, right? But, like, this is more like of a social media conversation, right? Where I just think I think so many people could benefit from removing themselves from those echo chambers and just allowing themselves to think and interact with people in the real world. And you'll see how different the conversations are and the things that start to matter to you. Excuse me. You'll see how that starts to change, and the things that annoy you, it starts to change because it's more in tune with what's happening in the real world. Not Twitter and a couple of people who got, Glenn, I can guarantee you it was a very small percentage of black women that were upset about this. Tiny.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's so easy to think that this is the consensus, and this is what, like, is annoying us as black people. Like, yo, man, like, I could not care what this girl does. You mean Janice, I don't know her name.
My sister.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's my point. Do you know what I'm saying? So Janice is worried about, like, yo, these white guys in the boardroom need to see me. Do you know what I'm saying? But that's not going to trend. That's not going to trend. So we're not going to talk about that. So anyway. Yeah, yep. Deuce. Well, let's get her online. I don't know how we're going to do it. Like, let's make that happen. Just so that I think it's only fair. It's not fair for, like, us to have the debate and then she's on the other side. She may have points that we've missed again. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'll see if she's still in Cape Town as well.
Yeah,
that would be easy. She can just come through, and then we'll do a three-way.
I see. Oh, is she in Joburg?
I actually don't know. I didn't ask her where she's at.
Okay, I see. Yeah, no. Yeah. Wherever she is, like, one of us will link up with her. And I think if anyone else has stuff that they disagree with us on, like, they're open to, like, you know, get in touch with us, and we can have this conversation.
For sure.
Maybe we gotta do a live stream. Maybe we gotta hop on Twitch just that people can be, you know, up in the comments.
Right?
Yeah, a response session or something. Yeah.
Cool, man. I think we're done.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, we should try to do these every week. People keep hollering at me like, yo, bruh, like, where's the new episode? I only see football stuff.
Fair enough. They gotta understand the league's important. It's hot. You know what I'm saying? We're in the playoffs right now. We're in the playoffs right now. Our teams are struggling.
Yeah.
Great episode.
Yeah, we should actually do a football one this week. But since there's no fantasy, but we can just talk about football a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it. I guess we can talk about fantasy. Lots to think about.
Yeah, I suppose we could. Yeah. There's no reason why not. Yeah. All right, then. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you appreciating us. These are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Check you out next week. Peace.
All right. Peace.